Hello class, and welcome to Business Education. Today we'll talk about the BCG matrix. The BCG matrix is a formula method developed by the Boston Consulting Group. And so it's a way to basically to know how you approach and analyze business marketing and growth development for products and the business services or whatever it may be. Now, the BCG matrix on first look is a very simple method. When you look at the BCG matrix image, it's very simple. It includes cash cows, stars, question marks, and dogs. Okay, so you may ask now, how does this relate to it being a matrix? What is it about? Okay, right. That is a great question. Basically, we'll start at every quadrant. As I said, there's four. There are cash cows, SARs, question marks, and dolls. We'll talk about each and every one. The first one we'll talk about is the cash cows. Now, who are the cash cows? Now, these four quadrants of this matrix is distributed to show you the relative market share for certain products, or even a company, or services, or whatever it may be. So a good example I would love to use is the Coca-Cola brand. Okay, so their cash cow. Who do you think is Coca-Cola's, oh, not who really, but what do you think is Coca-Cola's cash cow? Very easy. The Coke, Coca-Cola. You know, the red can, that's their cash cow. What is it? It has low market growth rate, a very low market growth rate, but it has very high market share, which means it's been in there. They're going to always make money for it. You know, it doesn't grow that much. It has a steady growth, but it brings in the most money for the company. Therefore, the Coke brand, the actual Coca-Cola, is the cash cow for the Coke company. Okay, so you know, it uses the Coca-Cola drink uses very low cash usage, you know, so basically it doesn't have to have a whole lot of advertisement. Even though they do advertisement, it doesn't have to, because people are going to buy it regardless. So it has low cash usage, but it generates a lot of cash. It has high cash generation, okay? So that's what gives it its appearance as a cash cow. So next is the stars. The stars are the ones that use a lot of money. They do a lot of advertisement, a lot of publishing, whatever it may be, to get the product out there. They use a lot of cash, but they also bring in a lot of cash. But at the same time, when you're using a lot of cash to get more cash, your revenue is lower. Unlike with the cash cow, they're only using a little cash and still bringing in a lot of cash. They're generating a lot of cash in. So that puts it in a great position. You're using a little to get a lot, but with the star, you're using a lot to get a lot, you know. So you're still not getting as much revenue as you was as a cash cow. Next is the question mark. These are the products that they're trying. They're throwing in certain markets. They're testing it. They're choosing target markets to do sample markets in. Those are the products that you see, like the Sprite remixes, the different flavored drinks, and things like that. Those are the question marks. You know, they use a lot of cash, but they don't bring in a lot of money. Therefore, their question marks, they're questionable. You know, they give it some time. It may not ever even transfer to a star or a cash cow. And when they see that the growth potential isn't there, that's when they drop it, okay? That's when it's dropped, because it does no good to the company at that point. So again, those products that are coming in that are new, questionable, you know, people are trying them. Everybody not trying them, because everyone is not an innovator. Innovators are the ones that when new things come out, they're the first ones at the store. They're in line, they're waiting. New iPhone 10, they're the first person in the line. Wait on the phone, they're the innovators. They're the ones that are willing to risk and try new products before anybody else is. They're the ones who don't mind spending money on those new products, because when new products first come out, they are going to cost a premium. You know, they're not on sale. You know, they're going to shoot for the highest price they can get. So, for instance, if an iPhone 7, 8, whichever one I'm on right now, come out right now, and let's say the 2-year contract price is $299. Well, in about a couple months, 2 to 3 months, that $299 would then drop to $199. Then eventually $99, and eventually $50. At some point, it'll be 99 cents or free. So at some point, you know, when you're that first innovator, which are the people that are trying those things that are in the question mark stage, you know, you're paying the full premium price for it because you want it now. You want it when it comes out the door, out the factory, you want it now. Okay, so last but not least are the dogs. What are the dogs? The dogs have low cash usage. They don't use a lot of cash. But they don't bring in any money at the same time. You know, those are the ones you want to liquidate. You want to get rid of those. You want to X those off. Those old funky flavors that they try that really don't match. And different things like that. Those are the ones you want to pick up, go out to them. Because basically, it's not helping your business. In fact, it could be hurting more than it would without it. So, overall, the two that you would invest in would be your stars and your cash cows. Definitely your cash cows. Your cash cows are why you are here, why you are functioning, why your company exists. Because they are the backbone. They're the heartbeat. They're bringing in all the money for your company. Those are the ones you need to invest in. Now, I wouldn't invest in all of the stars. I would just select a few here and there to invest in. Not necessarily all of them. But your question marks, you know, just like it says, question mark is questionable. You know, you have to be willing to take a risk. And if you're willing to take a risk, then your products that are in the question mark stage, and if you decide that you want to try to invest to make it into a star and eventually a cash cow, then you will have to be willing to take that risk. And another thing that I believe is true is a lot of times when companies want to do a test market of their products, sometimes they put the products in areas where they will more than likely be liked. For instance, let's say McDonald's came out with this new Southwestern burger, Mexican Spanish flair type burger. Okay, if they put it in New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, places like that where a lot of people love Spanish foods and things like that, then I believe that the results will be kind of skewed. Now, to get the most out of it, I would try to test it in a market where people are normally not into those things. Make them want to try something new. People in the South, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, you know, we love Spanish food, we do. But not as much as people in Texas and New Mexico, Arizona. They love it. And even California. If you go up towards the north, you'll get less and less people that, you know, have a thing for Spanish-type foods. And so testing in those markets to see if people are willing to change their minds would be a great idea. So, the BCG Matrix, Boston Consulting Group Matrix, of the relative market share and the market cash usage. That's what the BCG matrix is all about. It's about how much you're spending, how much you're making. And to give you an even better insight on it, think about it like this. Your cash cows, your earnings, your revenue, your profit, high, very high, very stable, highly stable for years. Bringing in very, very much money. It's the same as your cash flow. It's constantly coming, you know, it's stable, but it's high. Okay, so what would you do if you had a cash cow that has high earnings, high cash flows? You invest in it. That's what you do. You invest in that product, your star. It just like the cash cow, it's highly stable when it comes to their earnings, but at the same time it's growing too, and so it hasn't made it to the cash cow stage where it's at a stage of high stability in earnings. It's still growing. It still has potential to fall back. You put more investments out there, more advertisements, it'll eventually become a cash cow. But as far as your cash flow, it's kind of in the middle. It's like, yeah, you know, it's going. It's in the middle. It's not extremely high. And it's definitely not low. It's somewhere in the middle. We're going to call it medium. The cash flow for start, we're going to say medium. Your question mark is growing just like the star. Its earnings are growing. But it's not high. You know, we'll say the earnings are low. And as I said, the question marks are risky. So therefore, the earnings are unstable. January through June, you may have stable high earnings. August and September, you may have a low drop, which is unstable, you know. And cash flow is just not there. It's got a negative cash flow. Again, that's why it is questionable. At this point, a company should decide whether they're willing to spend the money and the time to try to make it into a star, or eventually it'll just fall into the dog category. Okay, what is the dog? Low earnings, very unstable, cash flow non-existent. You know, it's non-existent. What do? When you have a product in the dog stage, you get rid of it. That's exactly what you do. You get rid of it. It's the best for the company. It does it no good. You just get rid of it. Okay? So, if anyone has any more questions about the BCG matrix, just let me know. And I will definitely try to get more information to you if this isn't enough or there's still questions that are unanswered. Thank you.